Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Improve Your Social Skills by Daniel Wendler is a practical guide to understanding and strengthening everyday social interaction. Known for approachable, step-by-step teaching, Wendler frames social ability as a learnable set of skills rather than a personality trait you either have or lack. The book focuses on what happens in real conversations, how people decide what to say, how to read signals, and how to respond in ways that build comfort and connection. It is especially relevant for readers who feel awkward, overthink, miss cues, or struggle to start and sustain conversations, including those who relate to social anxiety or neurodiversity. Instead of relying on vague advice, the book emphasizes observation, practice, and feedback, helping readers identify patterns behind social success. Its aim is not to teach manipulation, but to help readers communicate with clarity, warmth, and confidence. Overall, it offers a structured route from confusion to competence in common social situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, social skills as learnable systems. A central idea of the book is that social competence can be approached like any other skill. You break it into parts, practice deliberately, and improve through feedback. Rather than assuming charisma is innate, Wendler encourages readers to treat interactions as patterns with understandable inputs and outputs. This approach reduces shame and replaces it with curiosity, which is especially helpful for people who have spent years believing they are simply bad with people. The book pushes readers to identify what they are trying to achieve in a moment, such as getting to know someone, coordinating plans, or expressing support, and then choose behaviors that fit the goal. It also highlights that social rules are often unspoken and context-dependent, so learning involves noticing situations, predicting likely responses, and adjusting. This framework helps readers become more intentional about conversation structure, emotional tone, and timing. By treating social ability as a system, the reader can stop guessing, start testing small changes, and build a personalized toolkit that works across settings like friendships, dating, school, and work. Secondly, conversation fundamentals, starting, sustaining, and ending. The book emphasizes the mechanics of conversation, including how to open interactions smoothly, keep them going, and exit without awkwardness. Starting often feels hardest, so the guidance focuses on low-pressure entry points, context-based comments, simple questions, and noticing shared circumstances. Sustaining conversation is framed as a cycle of exchanging information and emotion, where both parties contribute facts, opinions, and reactions. Readers are encouraged to move beyond one-word answers by adding small expansions, asking follow-ups, and offering related details that invite reciprocity. The book also addresses topic shifts, showing how to transition naturally by linking themes rather than abruptly changing subject. Ending is treated as a skill too, with polite closing signals that protect relationships and reduce anxiety, such as summarizing the interaction, expressing enjoyment, and setting a future touchpoint when appropriate. Throughout, the focus is on reducing cognitive overload by using repeatable structures. By practicing these fundamentals, readers can create conversations that feel balanced and engaging, even when they do not know someone well or feel nervous. Thirdly, reading cues and understanding social context. Another major topic is learning to interpret the signals that guide interaction, facial expression, tone of voice, body language, pacing, and conversational energy. Wendler stresses that cues matter because they reveal comfort, interest, confusion, or the need for space, and they help you choose a fitting response. The book frames cue reading as an observation habit rather than mind reading. Instead of assuming intentions, readers learn to look for clusters of signals and consider the context, such as whether a person is busy, whether the setting is formal, or whether the group already shares inside jokes and history. It also explores the idea that different communities have different norms, so what feels normal in one environment may feel intense or distant in another. This lens helps readers avoid overgeneralizing from past negative experiences. By improving contextual awareness, readers can better time jokes, recognize when to ask questions versus offer statements, and notice when to pause or change approach. Over time, this reduces misunderstandings and makes interactions feel more natural. Fourthly, managing anxiety, overthinking, and self-presentation. The book recognizes that social difficulty is often tied to internal barriers such as anxiety, fear of rejection, and constant self-monitoring. It offers a more functional way to think about self-presentation, not performing a fake persona, but communicating in a way that allows others to understand you. Readers are guided to separate useful reflection from rumination. Useful reflection asks what specific behavior to try next time, while rumination repeats vague self-criticism. The book also encourages building tolerance for small mistakes, since conversational missteps are normal and repairable. By learning simple recovery moves, such as acknowledging confusion, clarifying intent, or lightly redirecting, readers gain confidence that they can handle imperfect moments. Another theme is aligning body language and speech with the message you want to send, including signaling friendliness, attention, and respect. When anxiety is present, the book supports gradual exposure through manageable steps, like brief interactions and structured practice. This topic helps readers become calmer and more authentic by replacing avoidance with skills and by turning fear into actionable experiments. Lastly, building friendships and long-term social life. Beyond single conversations, the book addresses how relationships develop over time and what actions turn acquaintance-level contact into friendship. It highlights that closeness usually grows through repeated positive interactions, shared activities, and gradual mutual self-disclosure. Readers learn to think in terms of social maintenance, reaching out, following up, remembering details, and creating opportunities to spend time together. The book also discusses choosing environments that make connection easier, such as groups organized around interests, volunteering, or recurring events where familiarity can build naturally. Another practical focus is reliability, showing up, keeping plans, and communicating clearly, which often matters more than being entertaining. The topic also touches on boundaries and compatibility, helping readers recognize when to invest more and when to step back. By treating friendship as a process with predictable stages, readers can replace the hope that relationships will magically happen with a plan to nurture them. The result is a more sustainable social life, where confidence comes not only from talking well, but from building a network of supportive, ongoing connections. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel unsure in conversations, have trouble reading social situations, or want a clearer map for building friendships and everyday confidence. It can also help people who have done fine academically or professionally, but still struggle with the unspoken rules of interaction, as well as those who relate to social anxiety or neurodivergent communication challenges. The benefit comes from turning social life into skills you can practice, how to start and end conversations, how to notice cues, how to recover from awkward moments, and how to maintain relationships over time. These abilities can improve work collaboration, dating, networking, and overall mental well-being by reducing isolation and increasing a sense of belonging. Compared to many social skills books that rely on vague charisma advice or overly sales-oriented tactics, Wendler's approach is structured, grounded in learnable behaviors, and focused on mutual comfort and clarity. It aims to help you connect without manipulation, using repeatable methods you can adapt to different contexts. For readers who want practical guidance and a framework they can apply immediately, it is worth buying as a toolkit for lasting social growth. If you would like to support Daniel Wendler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.